很感谢啊、今天有 Steven 啊、来帮我啊、唱、翻译。
不谢，我尽量。
So I'm going to start. Good morning, church. The peace of the Lord be with you.
早上好，愿神的平安与你同在。
Like has been said already, Happy Father's Day to all the dads and grandfathers in the room.
住在座的爸爸、爷爷，父亲节快乐。
Pastor Peter tells me mainland China has in recent years started to unofficially celebrate Father's Day and Mother's Day.
余牧师告诉我们，在中国现在也会已经开始有一些对母亲节、父亲节的庆祝。
So maybe you didn't grow up with this tradition, but it is now more common to celebrate these holidays.
虽然你可能不是在这样一个习惯中长大，但是呢，父亲节、母亲节呢，在这里会变成一个比较通常的一个节日。
But maybe you're not used to this holiday, so you don't do anything special on this day, and that's okay.
你可能在这样的一个节日不会有什么特别的庆祝。
Every culture has different ways to honor the moms and dads.
在世界各地各种文化当中，大家都会用不同的方式去，去尊重他们的父母。
There's a joke that goes, "Do you know why there's a Father's Day and a Mother's Day, but not a Children's Day?"
这有一个玩笑说，这里有一个父亲节跟母亲节，为什么没有一个儿童节
？Because every day is Children's Day.
因为每一天都是儿童节。
I want to invite you to pray with me before we begin today's sermon. Let's pray together.
现在我邀请我们大家一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special day in our country.
天上父，我们感谢你给我们这样一个特别天。
I thank you for Father's Day.
谢谢给我们这样一个父亲节。
This is a day set aside to honor our fathers and give thanks for our families.
这一天是让我们把它封出来，来感谢我们的父亲。
We thank you for being our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你让成为我们天上的父。
For sending your son Jesus to open a way for us to have an intimate relationship with you.
感谢你把你的儿子赐下来给我们，让我们能够跟你建立一个亲密的关系。
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
圣灵啊，我们欢迎你来这里。
Come speak to us through your word.
用神的话来跟我们说话。
Come teach us how to follow you.
告诉我们怎么样去跟随神。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
在主奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Father's Day. All of us have fathers.
父亲节，我们每个人都会有一个父亲。
We might not be physically close to them today.
我们可能不是这样子挨着他。
Like my father and my wife's father are both far away today.
牧师的爸妈和他太太的师母的爸妈都离他们挺远的现在。
By the way, I'm sorry, Jenny wanted to be with us today, but she fell ill, so she's home resting.
师母因为身体不舒服，所以今天不能来。
Yeah. So Jenny's dad is actually just got home from visiting Korea.
Jenny 的爸爸刚回来，他之前去了韩国去探亲。
My wife's Korean. And they live in Portland.My wife is Korean.
Okay. 他的妻子是韩国人。
And they live in Portland.
他们住在 Portland.
My father is visiting my family in Penang, Malaysia.
我的父亲现在正在马来西亚的宾州来探望他的家人。
I got to video chat with him on WhatsApp last night and wish him a happy Father's Day.
我们在 WeChat 上面通话。
Penang is where my dad grew up and also where I was born.
宾州是我爸爸长大的地方，也是我的出生地。
So our dads are both far away today.
两位父亲都离我们现在很远。
We won't be able to take them out to dinner, but we're thinking about both of them.
我们今天没有办法带他们出去吃晚饭。
But some of you have good memories of your father.
我们有些人有一些美好的关于有很多美好的记忆关于我们的父亲。
Some of us have difficult and complicated relationships with our fathers.
我们有些人和父亲会可能会有一些比较复杂的交错的关系。
Did you know that your relationship with your father on earth can influence how you relate to your heavenly father.
你知道你跟你父亲的关系会影响到你跟你怎么样跟我们天上的神产生那个关系吗？
If your father is strict and not very emotional, it might be natural to think that God, our heavenly father, is also strict and not emotional.
如果你的父亲是一个严格的一个冷漠的人，你可能会想天上的父也会是一个严格冷漠的。
If your father was very caring and very close to you,
如果你的父亲是非常有爱心的，跟你的关系是很近的话，
It might be easier for you to feel God, our Heavenly Father, is very close and caring.
或许这样你很有可能能够很清楚的跟我们的神有一个更好的联系。
I think Father's Day is a good opportunity to look again at how we understand and relate to our Heavenly Father.
我觉得父亲节是一个很好的机会，让我们重新的思考我们跟神的一个关系。
I think actually God specifically chose this title, Heavenly Father.
神是非常特别的选择了他的那个头衔，天父。
He chose this title so that it would help us know how we should relate to him.
他在选这个他的这个头衔的时候，是让我们能够更好的跟他能够有一个很好的联系。
So let's think about what it means to call our God our Father.
让我们思考一下，当我们去称呼我们的神是阿爸父的时候。
In particular, it says in Romans chapter 8, our Abba Father.
在罗马书的八章里面特别提到我们的阿爸父。
Now you just read Romans 8 together. I was going to have you read it, but I just heard you read it. So if you can refer to the passage, that would be great.
那我们在这里，因为你们都读过了，所以这个经我们就不读了。
There's a lot we can teach about these verses, but this morning I want to focus on one phrase.
这几章经文里面有很多东西我们可以学，但是我们今天早上就单单关注在一个短语上面。
If you don't have it in front of you, it's on the screen.When we become followers of Jesus, these verses tell us that the Spirit of God transforms us into children of God.
当我们成为神的使徒的信徒的时候，这个经文告诉我们，圣灵更新我们，让我们成为神的孩子。
We are adopted by God into His family.
我们成为他的家里的一员。
And as children of God, we are invited to call God our Abba.Father.
作为神的孩子，我们被邀请去称呼他为阿爸父。
When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he taught them to start their prayer with the word Abba.
当耶稣基督教他们的门徒，怎么去祷告的时候，他告诉他们用阿爸父来开始他们的祷告。
This morning, I want to think about what it means to call God our Abba Father.
今天早上，我要希望我们大家一起来思考。当我们称他我们的神为阿爸父的时候，
I think God inviting us to call him Abba is amazing.
我觉得神邀请我们称呼他为阿爸父的时候是非常神奇的一件事情。
Abba is the Hebrew word for daddy.
阿爸是希伯来文里面称为爸爸。
Think about it. The God of the universe who created the heavens and the earth.
我们想象一下这个宇宙的神，他创造了天和地。
Who is holy and not like us? Who is above all and over all?
他是圣洁的，不像我们，他超越一切。
He invites us to call him Papa, Daddy, Abba.
他却邀请我们称呼他为 Papa, Daddy, 就是爸爸的意思。
This is the sound a two-year-old makes when she sees her dad.
当我们这么称呼的时候，我们会想到像一个两岁的一个小女孩看到她父亲这样的称呼她的一个声音。
Can you imagine how scandalized that must have sounded to Jews?
你知道吗？用这样的一个称呼去称呼神的话，对犹太人是多么的一个非常震惊、不可理解的事情。
These Jews who, out of respect of God, they respected him so much that they refused to say his name out loud.
因为这犹太人他们对神的尊重是非常非常的大， 所以他们会拒绝把他的名字叫出来。
Now Paul tells us to call God Abba Father.
但是保罗却让我们称神为阿爸父亲。
This can be also strange for some of us who are Chinese. We are used to respecting those in authority by speaking to them with proper titles and greetings.
其实这样的称呼对我们中国人来说也会有些不习惯，因为我们习惯于对长者是一个比较尊敬的称呼。
I've only been at Fraser Lands Church a couple months.
牧师来到这个教会才两个月。
When everyone greets me, they always say, Pastor Josh.
当别人跟我打招呼的时候，都会说，Josh牧师。
Hi, Pastor Josh. Hi, Pastor Josh.
你好, Pastor Josh.
And what I always say to everyone is this, please just call me Josh.
我总是提醒他们说，直接叫我名字，Josh。
Everyone knows I'm a pastor, so you can just call me Josh.
因为每个人都知道我是牧师，所以你就叫我名字就好了。
Do you know how uncomfortable everyone is with just calling me Josh?
你知道别人直呼其名的时候，他们都会觉得不太舒服。
Even English-speaking young people give me a funny look.
甚至那些在这边长大的讲英文的华裔他们。
They say to me, I don't know if I can do that.
他们说,
I'm so used to calling pastors, Pastor Abe, Pastor Peter.
我真的很习惯称呼你们的时候是牧师,余牧师,Abe牧师。
I have to bow to Peter when I see him in the office, you know. That's a joke. If that's hard for Canadian-born Chinese to not use the word pastor when they talk to me,
作为一个在加拿大长大的华裔，他们称呼一个牧师，不用这个他的title的时候，
Imagine how much harder it must be for Jews to call God Abba.
再想象一下，作为一个犹太人，他对他们的神直呼阿爸。
I'm amazed that the God of the Bible wants us to call him Baba.
我真的觉得很惊讶，神在这本圣经里面的神，却让我们叫他爸爸。
I think that means a few things.
我觉得这里面有几件事情要说。
First, it means that God does not want us to relate to him from a distance.
首先，神让我们产生的关系，而不是有距离的。
He wants us to feel close to him.
他想让我们感到我们跟他是很近很近的。
He wants us to be able to talk to him like a little child talks to their parents.
他希望我们能够跟他 沟通的时候，就像一个小孩子跟他父母说话一样。
I love the song that was sung by the choir today.
我非常喜欢今天唱的歌。
That my hand is small and your hand is big. I need to hold your hand.
我的手是小的，你的手是大的。 我需要拉住你的手。
That's exactly the picture of what it means to know God as Abba Father.
这就是一个应该有的我们跟神的关系。
He wants us to be able to run to him for anything.
他希望我们能够向他奔跑过去，如果我们有需要任何的需要。
When we feel needy, when we are hurting, when we are scared, go to God in prayer.
当我们有需要的时候，当我们受伤的时候，当我们害怕的时候，我们就来到神的面前祷告。
Like a child runs to mom and dad when there's a thunderstorm outside.
当外面雷阵雨的时候，一个小孩跑到他父母的怀里一样。
Or a child hugs your legs when a big dog comes up to them.
当一只大狗过来的时候，一个你的小孩抱着你的大腿。
Or a child who complains to mom and dad, they're hungry, they're tired.
当我们的孩子抱怨他们很饿，然后他们很累。
They're too hot or they're too cold.
他们觉得太热了，太冷了。
God wants us to cast our cares on him because it says in 1 Peter 5, 7, God cares for us.
神要我们把我们的心放在他的身上，就像彼得前书五章七节说：“你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。”
I think sometimes when we hear that God is holy, we might think that He is Almighty Creator.
当我们想象说我们在想的时候，说神是圣洁的，我们首先想到他是一个万能的神。
When we hear the formal prayers used by fancy Christian words that we normally don't use in everyday speech.
当我们听到一个基督徒做祷告的时候，他用的词语都不是我们平时说话用的。
And then we come on Sundays and we see pastors all dressed up and we hear how quiet everybody gets during communion.
还有当我们看到敬拜的时候，我们会看到牧师穿着比较整齐的衣服，然后看到大家在跟神有交往的时候都是非常的安静。
Sometimes it's easy for us to think that God is very formal.
有的时候我们会想这个神是非常正式的。
That he's very serious.
他非常严肃。
And that it takes someone who is trained to be able to really talk with God closely.
可能需要有一个人经过特别的训练才能够跟神进行沟通。
This is not the God of the Bible.
这不是圣经里面的神。
The God of the Bible welcomes little children to himself.
圣经里面的神是欢迎每一个小孩来到他怀里。
The God of the Bible is like a father who runs to meet his lost son when he comes home.
圣经里的神是当一个失落的儿子回家的时候，他奔跑向他。
The God of the Bible wants us to meet him like a little child needs their parents.
圣经的神是像是希望，他的神，这位神就像是一个小孩子，他需要一个小孩子奔向他的时候。
So I want to ask you this morning, what is your relationship with God like?
我想问大家，你跟神的关系是如何的？
Do you feel like you're allowed to be close to God?
你觉得你可以跟神靠近吗？
Are you willing to let God love you like a child is loved by their parents?
你愿意神的爱就像一个小孩被他父母爱的那样吗？
God is our Abba Father.
神是我们的阿爸父。
And that also means that Christians are not slaves of God who fear God's punishment.
这同时告诉我们，基督徒不是神的奴隶，他不会惧怕神所给的批评。
What does God's voice sound like to you in your spirit when you talk to Him?
在你的灵里面，当你跟神说话的时候，你听到神的声音是怎么样的？
I remember asking a group of young men in my church this question.When God talks to you, does His voice sound mostly positive or negative?
我曾问过我们教会的一些年轻人说，当神跟你说话的时候，他的声音是正面的还是负面的？
Most of them thought about it and then responded negative.
大多数人想了，觉得都是比较消极的。
God is always scolding me.
神一定是在对我咆哮。
God's voice sounds like a disapproving parent.
神的声音就像一个一直在训孩子的父母。
God is always pointing out what I'm doing wrong.
他总是指出我做的不对的地方。
But Paul tells us in Romans that we're not supposed to live in fear around God.
但在罗马书，保罗跟我告诉我们，我们不要活在神的惧怕中。
Yes, we are commanded to fear the Lord.
虽然我们是告诉我们要敬畏我们的神。
That means respect and honor him.
其实这是让我们去更加的尊重，以尊他为大。
But that does not mean be afraid of God.
这并不是说让我们去惧怕我们的神。
Because God's voice is the voice of a loving father who cares for his little children.
因为神的声音就是那个充满爱心父亲的声音。
Can you imagine a scene?Where a father and a mother are trying to teach their little girl to walk for the first time.
我们想象一下，当一个爸爸和妈妈想要教他的孩子学会走路的时候。
I'm sure that many of you have done this before.
我相信许多人都经历过这个。
I don't know what you would do in China.
我不知道在中国是怎么样做的。
Here in North America, I can picture this scene.
但是在北美，我可以这样说。
Mom and dad put the baby on her feet, hanging onto a table or a couch or a chair.
我想象一下，一个爸爸会把他的小女孩放在一个桌子旁边，他的手是握着桌子的，脚着地。
They can already stand, right? So when they position themselves, then a few feet away, and then dad turns to the little girl.
然后爸爸会挪开距离，跟着小女孩几步的距离。
Okay, honey, come to daddy.
来，过来。
Come here, you can do it. Walk to daddy.
到爸爸这里来，你可以做的。
And the little girl's eyes light up, and with a big smile, she lets go of the table and starts to wobble towards her dad.
然后这个小女孩的眼睛就亮了，她看着张着笑脸，然后向她父母这样扭的走过去。
Of course, what will happen next?
然后你知道下一面是发生什么了？
Right, her little legs will shake, right, and then crumple, and then boom, the baby will lose her balance and fall over.
然后她的脚是不稳的，走几步，然后她就会倒了。
What happens in that moment when the baby falls?
就在这个时候，父母会是什么样的反应呢？
Can you imagine the dad screaming at the baby?
你可以想象一个父亲在对着孩子尖叫吗
？What is wrong with you? I am so ashamed of you.
你怎么搞的？我真的觉得很没有脸。
Your cousin could walk when he was 5 months old, and you're almost one.
你表弟五个月的时候就能走了，你都一岁了还不行。
I can't believe you're my daughter. Do you know your mom was one of the fastest runners in her school?
我真的不相信你是我的女儿。因为你的妈妈是在学校里跑步跑得最快的。
No, 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 no. This is not how a loving father would respond to his daughter when she falls.
当然，这绝对不是一个充满爱心的父亲所出来的一个反应。
I imagine that the father will rush over to the little girl and pick her up in his arms and hug her and wipe the tears away from her face.
我想这个父亲会跑过去把他女儿抱起来，然后抱着她。把他的眼泪擦干。
It's okay, you did a great job. You took a few more steps than last time.
没问题的，你做得很好。
When you're ready, let's try again, okay? You can do it.
如果你觉得 OK 的时候，我们可以再试一次。你可以做到。
I think that God wants us to call, when God wants us to call him Abba,
我想当神让我们叫他父亲的时候，
He wants us to know that he sees us as his children.
他想让我们知道，他看到我们的时候，就视为我们是他们的孩子。
He will care for us like the mom and dad care for their little girl when she falls.
他会关爱我们，就像这个父亲和母亲关爱那个摔倒的女孩一样。
The Bible says that it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
在圣经里面说，神的慈爱是带领我们，悔改。
God's kindness is what motivates us to change and confess our sins.
神的慈爱是鼓励我们去改变，去认罪。
As his children, God does not threaten us or use the fear of punishment to motivate us.
作为神的孩子，神绝对不会去吓唬我们，然后让我们害怕来促使我们的改变。
John 3:17 says, God did not send Jesus to condemn the world, but to save the world.
在约翰福音3:17说，神让耶稣基督降世，不是来给我们定罪，而是来拯救我们。
This poor verse is next to the most famous verse in the Bible.
下面这个是这句是非常有名的一句经文。
I wonder how many of us have memorized that verse.
不知道我们大家是不是都能记住。
I grew up thinking God was a harsh father who liked to scold and discipline his children.
在我长大的过程中，我想着神是一个苛刻的父亲，他总是会喜欢责骂和惩罚他的孩子。
I imagine that God was always standing over me with his arms folded and a stern look on his face.
我在想象的神，这位神是站在我旁边插着手，然后一脸严肃。
And then over a few years, God began to change my view of him.
然后用几年的时间，神改变了我。
He helped me understand that he is a tender father who rejoices over me.
他帮助我了解，他是一位有爱心、温柔的神。
He used verses like Zephaniah 3:17.
他用西番雅书3:17。
The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。
He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
他在你们中间必因你欢欣喜乐， 默然爱你，且因你喜乐和欢呼。
Did you know the phrase "He will take great delight in you" literally means God dances over us with joy?
在这句经文里面，在说到他在你中间必因你欢喜欢欣喜乐，其实直接的翻译出来就是他为我们欢欣起舞。
Is your picture of God a picture of a father who, when he sees us, laughs and smiles, dances and sings over us?
你能看到一个景象，当这位神看到你的时候，他是欢笑的，他是微笑的，他是跳舞的，欢歌的。
It took a long time for me to accept that when God looks at me, he feels pleasure because I am his beloved child.
经过了很长的时间，我才能接受，当神看到一个，看到他孩子的时候，他是高兴的，而且因为我是他的爱子。
Part of learning to follow God is to learn to let God change our view of him.
这一部分的学习是让我们去学习看到神是怎么样的一位神。
The more we understand that God is our Abba Father who loves us and delights in us.
当我们更明白我们的神的时候，我们发现我们的神是爱我们的，然后欢喜我们的。
The more we're going to learn to receive his love and affection, the more confidence we will have that we really are children of God.
当我们更好地学到神的爱和他的情感的时候，那我们作为神的孩子，我们有更加坚定的信心。
The more safe and secure we will feel in God's presence, the more we will trust him, and the easier it will be for us to surrender our will to God's will.
当我们在神的里面感受到那份平安的时候，我们就会更加的相信他，然后更加的愿意，容易的把我们的意愿交托出来。
Because we know, sorry.
按照神的旨意去行。
Because we know that God's will for our lives is a plan based on his loving Father's heart.
因为我们知道神给我们的这位充满爱心的父的神，他的心里面给我们的计划是美好的。
Did you know that if we change our view of God, it can even affect how we parent our children?
你知道，当我们改变我们对神的观点的时候，也会改变我们怎么去养育我们的孩子。
When we see how loving our Heavenly Father is to us, God's Father love becomes a model for how we should love our own children.
当我们看到我们的神给我们的爱的时候，那么这份爱就会被我们做一个标准，然后去爱我们自己的孩子。
When was the last time you expressed to your children how delighted you are in them?
什么时候是最后一次你跟你的孩子说，你让我感到很高兴？
How much joy your children make you feel?
你做你的父亲，我心里是多么的高兴。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
I hope you take this day to and this week to reflect on how God is your heavenly Father.
我希望我们大家能够反思，去想象你天上的父和你的关系。
I want to leave you with this simple prayer that I learned from a pastor named Brendan Manning.
我想用一个简单的祷告，是我从一个牧师叫Brendan Manning 那边学的。
It's a very short prayer. You can learn this and then pray this over. And over again.
这是非常短的一个祷告，你可以重复的使用。
The prayer is this: Abba, I belong to you.
阿爸父，我属于你。
Abba, I belong to you.
阿爸父，我属于你。
In English, it's 7 syllables.
在英文里面，它有七个音节。
You breathe in, Abba.
吸气，阿爸。
And then you breathe out, I belong to you.
呼气，我属于你。
It's a prayer of surrender. Abba, I belong to you. I surrender all.
这是一个顺服的祷告。父，我属于你，我完全顺服。
It's a prayer of need. Abba, I belong to you. Take care of me.
这是一个需要的祷告。 阿巴父，我属于你，请你看顾我。
It's a prayer of openness. Abba, I belong to you. Your will be done in my life.
这是一个打开心门的祷告。阿巴，我属于你，你的旨意得完成。
It's a prayer of communion. Abba, I belong to you. I am yours, and you are mine.
这是一个相交的祷告。阿巴父，我属于你，我是你的，你是我的。
What is your view of God?
你对神的看法是什么？
What is the one word you would use to describe who God is to you?
如果用一个词语你去解释这个神，你用什么词？
How would your understanding and experience of God change if you learned how to relate to God as your daddy?
当你跟神的关系有相连的时候，你对神的改变，你对你的经历和你的理解程度会改变吗？
I invite you to take a moment before we finish this service to enter into the space of this prayer.
我邀请你在我们快要结束这个敬拜的时候，我们进入一个祷告的空间。
Let's pray in our spirit. Abba, I belong to you.
阿爸，我属于你。
Abba, we belong to you.
天父，我们属于你。
And our hearts are restless until we find our rest in you.
我们焦虑的心只有到你的里面找到平安。
Show us your Father heart of love. We pray in Jesus' name.
让我们看到你父亲的爱心，在神在凭耶稣的名祈求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.